Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome. You're listening to Fairfield County Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by our title sponsor, Tough Lawn Lawn Service and Fairfield County Tick Control. Thank you, Lisa, and to your entire team. Also, MDM Sanitation, Professional Water Systems, Apollo X Pest Control, and Rock Landscaping. Well, this morning, we're here for the Sports Report, an exciting contribution from local sports right down to the Little League level as we put a spotlight on the local Wilton Little League. And I'm here with friend and Wilton resident Aaron Meyer, who's an investment banker, a Dartmouth graduate, and former baseball player at Dartmouth, where he is in the history books. He's got, I think it's 30 career home runs. He had 11 per season in 98 and 99. And if I'm not mistaken, I think he had 3-1 game against Brown. And he even hit a home run over the Green Monster at Fenway Park during an All-Star game. Aaron, do I have that right?
Oh, I think you got most of it right. Thank you so much. Wow, what a great introduction. I haven't heard those stats in quite a while. So,
well, listen, you know, it's awesome. Clearly, you have a tremendous baseball history from when you're a young boy. And I know you have had a special relationship with your father, and that played a major role in the baseball player. And more importantly, the person that you have become over the years. You know, I've had the pleasure since my son was 5 years old to see you in action down at the T-ball level. And I just knew, honestly, right away, I said, what a energetic guy. I mean, he's so full of life. And I know that anybody that knows you feels that way. You put everything into it. And you, quite frankly, have made the league even that much better. So granted, you got all this baseball history. You're a great ball player. But what I love about what you've done is you've really just, you know, passed it forward, and you've been doing that for many years. So thank you from myself, but really from all the Wilton Little League and for everything that you do and continue to do. So congratulations to you and on a wonderful season.
Oh, thank you so much. You're getting me choked up here early. So
good. That's the point. Well, Aaron, you know, let's just get into it. What does baseball mean to you? And I'm going to flip right over to our Wilton Little League background, because we're here to put a focus on Wilton Little League. What does baseball mean to you, and what does the Wilton Little League mean to you?
Yeah, so baseball, you know, it's interesting you mentioned some of those stats. You know, those are something I don't even think about or consider, and doesn't come up very often. When I think of my baseball career, first and foremost, it was bonding with my dad. You know, was going through Little League and then travel baseball, you know, the car. Oh, now you're really going to choke me up with that background. And it was the time spent with him, you know, both the good and the bad, you know, it was plenty of tough games and tougher car rides home when I was younger. I wasn't particularly a good baseball player, at the Little League level. I was probably below average. And we kind of struggled through that roller coaster together. But he always took me to the batting cages, you know, 2, 3, 4 times a week. You know, I did some math on it. I think he ended up spending about $15,000 just in batting cage tokens, you know, over the years. And he'd take me until my hands were almost bleeding. And then we knew it was time to come home. And the next morning he'd ask if it was time to go again. But, you know, that bond was always there, even when the game wasn't, you know, loving me back. You know, I continued to love the game, you know, mostly because of that experience with him, you know. And, you know, I think of, you know, the car rides from the batting cages home, just cranking the tunes and just, you know, being relaxed and enjoying the moments together. And then eventually, you know, with all that hard work, it started to come through for me, you know, really senior year in high school was when it all kind of came together and the performance started to kick in. But that's not when I go to when I think about baseball. I think about my dad and those experiences and experiences with my teammates as well. But, you know, then when I got into coaching, I was trying to recreate that for my own kids, you know, the working through the ups and the downs with them and helping them kind of navigate that, but enjoy the process, because baseball, more than any other sport, I think, is all about the process. You know, you have to dive into the process of learning how to hit, learning how to throw, you know, learning all the rules. And you may not get the outcome you want. You may go an entire year without getting the outcome you want. And that's really hard for kids to grasp. But if you get the parent and kid to buy into going through the process together, then you're not so reliant on the outcome to have a good time. And so, you know, I guess to sum it up, I think about the process with my dad, because that ended up with a great outcome, you know, performance wise and playing college baseball. But even if it didn't, that still would have been the real bond.
Yeah. Well said. Well, look, it's great that you, you're able to think of your father in that way, right? You have, and I can relate, by the way, I have my father who's still with us. It's very healthy and loves baseball and he coached baseball. So I know that feeling, to have that close relationship over a sport. And I think you also said it, I mean, you know, there's so many ups and downs and baseball is representative of life, right?
Really
a lot
is.
Like golf too. I like to think of it that way.
Yeah.
You know, you get to the next hole or you get to the next inning and you got to move forward. And despite what happened before, you just have to keep a positive outlook and, you know, the next pitch is coming, right?
No, absolutely.
So it's, there's so many great, analogies between baseball and life. And for us to, help play a little bit of a role in these young men and women too, at the local level, at the little league level is just, it's very fortunate for us to be a part of that.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. You know? I feel the same way.
Yeah. So let's talk about the Wilton Little League. If people are watching this, and they're thinking about, you know, my son, maybe he'd like to be in the Little League. What would you want them to know, Aaron? Coach Meyer, what would they, what kind of experience would they feel with you or with anybody in the league? Because we did reflect on the fact that, and we have some tremendous coaches and so many wonderful people that make up this organization. And I'm just floored by, you know, the other coaches that I've seen and gotten to know over the last year or so. And the Wilton board, it's just some really, really incredible people.
So first, let's just talk about the broader community that Wilton Little League is. And unfortunately, with COVID last year, you couldn't really see it because there were so many limitations on who could come to games. There were very few games, and even the kids had to stay so far apart and out of the dugout that even your own you know, team community really suffered last year. But this year, especially as the season progressed, you saw that community really come out. And if you came to the Wilton YMCA on any night and stayed there from 4 o'clock to 9 o'clock, which I did most nights of the week, and looked into the outfield, you would see parents and kids from other teams congregating, cheering each other on. You would see, you know, dugouts filled with kids supporting and cheering on their teammates, good or bad, real, you know, good or bad in terms of performance, you know, real positive, both from inside the dugout, in the outfield, the town community coming together. And then, you know, 9:30, nobody wants to leave on a school night. And that, you know, it's just, I'm sure other sports are, you know, can be like that as well, but, you know, just looking at what I see from the parents, the kids, the coaches coming together, you know, it's a real bond that we all share at that beautiful Wilton YMCA. So that's the first thing I would say is the community.
And I think, I don't know if it was you or Coach Kelly or Coach Kraffick, someone said, you know, there's no better place to be than the Wilton YMCA on a Tuesday night or a Thursday night. And I would have to agree. And, you know, let me segue into one thing real quick, because you mentioned it. You know what else is at the field? And I have to give kudos to these folks. You know, the sponsor banners, right? So let me just let the folks know out there, we get helped by sponsors, including, you know, Gregory and Adams and Premier Fuel and Cannondale Generators, Lauren Finderack Drilling, the Wilton Pediatric Dentistry, Purple Frog Graphics, Ed's Garage Doors, Rings End. And then the teams are named after the sponsors. And of course, the majors have major league teams. The minors have minor league teams, which we'll get into in a moment as well. But, you know, it's because of these folks that really allow most people to enjoy the experience, and to have them a part of it is just great. It's just another community effort, right, to see all these businesses that want to touch this very special league. So I want to thank the sponsors again for doing that and being a part of it.
Yeah, it literally brings the town to those wonderful fields, which is just an important and wonderful link. One thing, you know, to further answer your question. So if a parent was thinking about, you know, putting their kid in Little League, you know, the first question, you know, I'd ask is, where do you see your kid? Because the beautiful thing about all these teams is there's a home for any kid. And I can be very specific about it. So, you know, every team is comprised of about 12 kids. So I think of it in terms of like your top four in terms of skill and experience level. So these are kids, some of them are playing AAU baseball. Some of them are playing travel baseball. You know, they have a ton of experience. They're very good at the game. You know, the sweet spot for them in Little League is understanding leadership. You know, how do you become a leader on that team? Because the culture of your team is going to be dependent on how the top most experienced kids treat the bottom four in terms of experience. And if those top four choose to be leaders and they're supportive and they're energetic and positive, I guarantee you the least experienced kids are going to have an absolute blast. And if it starts to go the other way, it can get negative in a hurry. And so, you know, if you view your kid as one of those premier players and you're thinking Little League isn't for me, he should go AAU, I would say you're missing on an extremely wonderful opportunity for your kid to become a leader. It's a great character building experience. He might end up, you know, developing more on a travel team or on an AAU team in terms of just getting more reps in. But I would argue that if the practices are done right in Little League, that can be extremely beneficial as well for everyone, even the most skilled. So we challenge every single player on our team. So that if your kid's in that group, that's one thing I would say. Yeah. Then you've got your five to 10, you know, somewhere in the middle in terms of experience and skill level. So that's the development sweet spot for any coach. So a lot of those kids are like multi-sport athletes, you know, maybe they haven't focused on the baseball, so they don't have the baseball skills quite yet. And that's where the coach can really come in, develop them, boost some confidence in that kid, get him on the mound, get him behind the plate catching, get him at shortstop, you know, put him in places to fail, let them fail in a safe place. And then that'll eventually lead to success as you move on down the line. And that's one thing I loved about this group of coaches and what Little League is, they let their kids fail. You know, if you're not losing a lot of games in the regular season, you're doing something wrong. You're putting the top four in right. too many positions to continue to succeed without challenging the other kids on the team. So
very well
if
said.
if you're in that middle group, awesome. Well, Little League is the perfect place for you. You know, right. similar.
It's all
to
about
the top
development.
Four.
It really is. It's about development. And I love what you said about you know the more experienced players, how they have an opportunity to shine as a leader. And I've seen it on the field where, you know, you have them leading the calisthenics and they get to hone their leadership skills.
Oh yeah.
Again, just, you know, more analogies to life, right? More
yes.
opportunities for them to
yes.
take those skills elsewhere, even off the diamond. But while we're going to stick to the diamond, let's get into the weeds a little bit about the season. And while we do this, and I'm putting myself out there like I often do. So I'm going to take off this shirt, right? And I don't know whether it's worse that I could actually fit into a Little League jersey or that I actually intended to. Whatever's worse, I don't know. But that's
I don't mind
putting myself out there. I do the reason why I'm doing this, I have my Grasshopper Sharks, which is a minor league team, but I'm sitting here talking with the, you know, we have to give them the credit. It was the, you know, the Land Rover Jaguar of New Rochelle Red Wings that won the minors, and coach just happened to be the coach of that team. And he went up against Coach Kraffick's Lake Monsters that were sponsored by Dick's Sporting Goods. And it was an epic game, if I'm not mistaken.
Not really.
Give us a quick recap of what the minors game was like in the championship this year for the Wilton Little League.
Well, just to give you a sense, it was 2-1. Which anybody who's seen, you know, minors games knows that, you know, 2-1 is a very, very low scoring affair. And the reason why it was a low scoring affair was we had, you know, our ace first versus their ace. They both went four innings on less than 65 pitches. I think they each got into double digits in strikeouts. And as I remember, there's only one or two walks total by the two of them. So, you know, they were pumping the strike zone with strikes, challenging hitters. And, you know, we happened to in the first inning, we scored both of our runs in the first inning, in the first four batters of the game, actually. We just put the ball in play a couple times and that was, you know, just enough. But, you know, George's son, who's just an incredible 9-year-old, you know, came out there and just shut us down for his four innings. And I had my son on the bump that day. And, you know, we just kept looking at each other. It was fun because in between innings, we looked at each other and we were saying, are they really 9 years old, like exactly. going at each other like this? and they just, they had the eye of the tiger that day. And, you know, honestly, the two of us didn't want the game to end because the reality is that means the season's over.
Right.
So, right. you know, we were psyched about the championship for sure. But again, it's about the process and, you know, all the work that goes into, you know, having a game like that. And there were plenty of defensive plays on both sides as well. So.
Well, it really was a great season. And, you know, your son, Jonah, and also George's son, George, just, you know, really, really did a phenomenal job on the mound. And there's no surprise there that it came to that. Sounds like a National League, you know,
I know.
Playoff game or something.
I know. So, yeah, we couldn't believe it.
Hey, listen, good for Wilton. This is good for the community of Wilton.
Absolutely.
There are some really, really dynamic ball players out there. And you know what's nice? There's a lot of dynamic ball players that we have yet to blossom. We don't know who they are yet. And if they come through this system, we're going to sit here 5-6 years from now and say, God, remember when that little guy was 8 or 9 years old, look at him now. And that excites me to know that that's ahead of us and to know that there's, you know, great coaches like yourself and Coach Kraft and Coach Kelly and Driscoll and so many others that are willing to put their heart and soul into this league. I'm going to leave with one other thought that I read somewhere that you mentioned, and you said baseball in general is, you know, something that you're haunted by. You love it. You're overwhelmed by it and you appreciate it. Tell us what that means and we'll sign off.
Well, I'm overwhelmed by it because what a responsibility it is to create a positive experience, for all 12 of your kids. And I take that responsibility, you know, very seriously. I mean, I was psyched that we won the championship, but the reality of it is if at the beginning of every year, I ask all of my kids, what are your three goals? I've done this for 4 years and only one kid has ever put to win a championship. These kids are looking for moments, positive moments that they can share in the car ride home with their parents. That's the reality of it. And the one group I didn't get to when I went through, you know, the team is that 10 to 13 inexperienced kid, brand new to baseball, you know, maybe brand new to sports, right? That kid wants a moment. He wants to, many times their goal is to catch one fly ball or to make contact or to pitch an inning or to learn to pitch, whatever it is. Like, it's your responsibility to create that moment however you can for that kid, because he'll remember that moment for the year and that'll give him confidence in other things he has to do in his life. Mm-hmm. It's so much bigger than baseball, especially for that group. And so that's why I get really overwhelmed with that responsibility. You know, I'm haunted by it because I miss my dad every single time I go out on the field. You know, I always laugh that,
Right ahead.
You know, every kid can hear their father's voice in the stands above all others, above the coach. And I can still hear my dad saying, "Let's go, big guy." You know, it just sticks with you. And so I try to take that and, you know, put it into my big guy chant for my son.
And I actually hear you say big guy.
I heard
you say it in our playoff game. Come on, big guy. I definitely heard it. So, you know, your dad is echoing through your voice and that's really the beauty of it, right? The fact that you have that to hold on to, as sentimental as it is, that's good. I mean, put it out there. If you feel it, that's a good thing. So anyway, Aaron, coach, it's been great. Just having this experience alone with you is fantastic. I hope that those that are listening to Fairfield County Talk Radio will enjoy this little bit about our Wilton Little League and how special it really is. And again, I'll take this opportunity to thank some of the other sponsors like Wilton Kiwanis and Devin Chevy and Orem's Diner and Kimco, Daigle and Travers Insurance, Surfco Oil and Propane, Cannondale Animal Clinic, and again, Land Rover Jaguar of New Rochelle. I want to also do a little special shout out to the majors winners, which is the Quarry Ridge Animal Hospital Blue Jays over the Rings End Rockies. Must be noted, they made it to the championship and they also had a great game too. So we'll sign off here. Coach Meyer, keep up the good work. Good luck with your boys. I will see you out on the diamond. I'm looking forward to it and just enjoying this experience with you all the way through.
You bet. Can't wait. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you got it. Again, you've been listening to Fairfield County Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. This is The Sports Report. We'll be back with more.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.